Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my baseball friends.
What is up? What is up, Corbett?
So there's really Rangers out there on the field practicing?
Yeah, yes. For sure.
So weird.
There were. We saw Josh Smith, John Gray, Evan Carter.
Evan Carter, yep.
Some other dude.
Just playing catch. Just doing what we did every day summertime when we were growing up, Corby. Just throwing the ball to each other.
Did they walk out there and be like, what's going on here? Where is this football?
Evan Carter, because Evan Carter was here when they were first setting it up. I think he kind of was like, what the hell?
God, that's so weird.
It is, man.
I told Matt go out there when Evan Carter was, like, pretending to run the bases, to go out and have an imaginary ball to tag him out at second. But Matt wouldn't do it. He was scared.
Remember when you guys should have said something to him, like, get off our field. This is our field today. You guys go somewhere else.
Should have.
Go to the elementary school.
I mean, I'm wearing a world champions hoodie. They probably thought I was on the team.
They probably did. Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so every Wednesday, 11:35, you drive the bus, America. You send me your queries that you think that would be good for discussion here on the Birdhouse.
Yeah.
And we will start with Tim, who says, you guys didn't have an all-hands-on-deck roundtable on Friday night at 9 o'clock to discuss the Cowboys hire. How high up the food chain would the name had to have been to necessitate one?
That's a great question. I wonder if they would have hired Pete Carroll. Would we have fired up the laptops at home or driving to the station?
That was such a bad time that if we had to have done something at that point, I was at my son had a basketball game Friday night, and I wasn't looking at my phone. I didn't find out the information until probably 9:15 or whenever Kat sent that text. I was driving and I saw it pop up.
I was probably 9:30 when I found out and was at dinner and was sitting there with a friend of mine eating dinner, and I had no idea. And on that front, I honestly think because it was a Friday and because it was, you know, between 9 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
There's not one name out there that would have gotten us to do some sort of round. It's Friday night.
Yeah, that's true.
Game over, man. You know, there is a certain time limit where, I mean, I get it if you're writing articles and things like that, you got to get it out there. But for us, there is a line of, you don't have to do anything. It's late at night on a Friday.
Yeah, it's like I heard David Moore on with you guys yesterday, and he was talking about he's sitting there watching Severance with his wife sipping on a scotch.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, and now you got to stop drinking and
We talked to Calvin yesterday, and Calvin was out
And had a couple cocktails.
Drinks, yeah. Right? Then all of a sudden, your phone go,
it's
so uncommon that news like that would happen. And I heard you guys talking about this, Corby, the other day. When it's news dumpy, it's usually 5:30, where you guys could have the last hour, even if you had to stay a little bit longer to call everybody up to get their thoughts and have a round table there. But 9 o'clock, I just don't think there are a lot of people just gathering and saying, all right, we got to do this. We have to go up to the station and stay on the air for 3 or 4 or 5 hours talking about this.
Yep.
Yeah. There is a certain point where they will let us go. And especially if it's, I mean, you just mentioned three different guys and me included, like that have already had a couple of cocktails that are sitting there just enjoying your Friday night. Where you don't have to work. Like, your work is ended.
But you're saying, and Tim is saying, there's not a name out there that they could have hired that would have made us get on the air.
At that time of night on a Friday night, man, I mean, that's all of us have had a couple of drinks at that point.
What if it was Jimmy Johnson?
I mean, I'm always willing to go on, I guess, but what do you expect from me at 9 o'clock on a Friday?
What if they rehired Tom Landry?
That would be worth it. Like, they dig him up, and it's his skeleton.
It's just hologram Tom Landry.
That would be great.
Why not?
Okay, this was last week, and we didn't get to it. And I can't remember his name. I didn't write it down. But our Mount Rushmore of TV shows.
Personally?
Yes.
Interesting. I would say Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire are my top three, and man, what is four? Is where
Yanis the White.
Huh. I'm trying to think. I loved Friday Night Lights. I've seen the whole thing twice. That may be up there since I've seen it. Mad Men would have to be way up there. I've seen that whole thing twice.
Oh, Mount Rushmore, huh? Mad Men?
Dude, it's pretty awesome.
That was a slow burn.
There would be, if you had 50 people answer this question, Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
There would be at least 5 to 10 that would say Mad Men was on there.
Really? No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Dude, Mad Men was really, really highly regarded and well-received and critically acclaimed and all that.
See, I think a lot of people would have some of the same, like, I think mine would be totally different, and it may be a little stereotypical, and you guys will laugh at it, but I don't know if any of the so-called greatest shows of all time, like The Wire and all that, would be on my
favorite TV shows
of all time.
Let me guess
Martin on yours?
Absolutely.
Martin for sure.
Absolutely.
Webster.
You know what? You were all right at first, and then you went there.
Ma'am? Mr. Papadopoulos.
Then you went there.
All right, 227.
He had a secret passage clause.
It's not 227. You better be lucky you're not here. I would be chasing you around Globe Life Field right now.
All right, is it?
All right, what are they?
Did Martin do another show?
Martin again.
Martin one more time. Shenanay. No, Martin is definitely one. I absolutely love Living Single. That's one of my favorite shows of all time. So put Living Single in there. And mine are usually like 30-minute comedies. We already did Martin. So
man, that's...
Wait, so you wouldn't put The Sopranos on there?
I haven't seen The Sopranos.
Blasphemy.
I've seen like 3 episodes.
Which one? Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad is great. It's a really good show, but I just don't know if... It's in my personal favorites of all time. It's a really good show. We all have our personal tastes.
Okay. Living Single, Martin.
Because you've seen every single Martin who knows how many times.
Yeah.
Would you put Golden Girls on there? You watch it every night.
I wouldn't put it as one of my favorites of all time, but I do watch it a ton. I have to think about that because, like, Fresh Prince is not in the mix. It's good, but it's not one of my favorites.
I mean,
Breaking Bad may break the code for me.
Have you seen it more than once or just the once?
I've seen it all the way through just once, but you see different episodes of it at different times.
Because the shows that I go out of my way to watch in chronological order a second or a third time, like Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Mad Men, there's a reason why I did that. Where I already know what's going to happen, but then I go back every few years and rewatch the entire thing again because I love it so much.
Man,
so mine it's
not going to be another soul, I think, this show on there. But I love My Wife and Kids.
Deadwood would be up there.
I think My Wife and Kids is one of the – it's well done. I thought Blackish was well done. Modern Family is really – well. You know what? Modern Family is on there for me.
Okay.
I think that is so well written and so well done. I would put Modern Family in my top shows of all time.
What's My Wife and Kids?
That's Damon Wayans. Tisha Campbell.
Right, it's his wife with his kids.
But when did it come out?
2004.
Feels like early mid-2000s.
20 years ago? Okay. Yeah, mine would be...
I was watching that last night. Go ahead.
Mine would be Breaking Bad and The Sopranos, and then I have to have comedies on there, though, too, because I do feel like I get more out of just 30-minute comedies than I do anything else. Seinfeld would be on there, and I think Family Guy would be on there.
Hit the nose.
Because I like to go to sleep with comedy on the brain, and so I'll just throw out an old Seinfeld or an old Family Guy.
Yeah.
And I have to be in a decent mood when I go to bed.
I feel like there's some, like Severance, if you ask me this question in 10 years, depending on what happens with Severance,
I could see
myself saying Severance.
Dude, The Last of Us, for me, I thought that was absolutely spectacular. Season two comes out here in a month or so, and I cannot wait for that. I thought that was brilliant television. Did you see that, Donovan?
No.
On
it's
HBO?
Really, really good.
I did
Dude,
not.
And I tried to play the video game after I watched it, and I couldn't get into the video game, but the TV show is awesome.
I don't care about the video game at all, but the TV show is, God, it's so good.
I would like a Martin video game.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
A Martin video game.
Why not?
No way!
EA asks, top guilty pleasure song.
Man,
for me, it's probably Party in the USA.
Man, we just heard that earlier.
We did.
Huh. I don't know if that's guilty pleasure. Like, I don't know what really that means. Like, he means like a boy band or a teenage girl song, yeah, which I guess Party in the USA, Miley was probably 20.
Right.
Like a ballad or something that you sing at the top of your lungs.
Yes.
Because I don't feel Bohemian Rhapsody would be like a guilty pleasure song.
Yeah. No, dude, that's a massive, that's a rock song.
Yeah, it'd be something I feel like real, like Hilary Duff or something.
Yeah.
Like poppy, glitzy type song.
Or songs you're not supposed to like. Beyonce.
Like Tiffany.
But see, Beyonce is
so... we're alone now.
Beyonce is a grown-ass woman that does meaningful song. Like,
yeah, Beyonce is not a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to sing Irreplaceable at the top of my lungs when I'm in my car by myself.
Irreplaceable.
That's not it.
That's what you are.
I think guilty pleasure has to be defined as bubblegummy, boy bandy,
that's
music Creed? That's not cool, that's chick-driven stuff that young girls probably like, that you like.
Yeah, like the 1910 Bubblegum Factory. Yummy, 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 got love in my tummy and I feel like loving you. You know that song? No?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed.
You guys don't know that song?
No.
Yes, I know that stupid song.
Well, there you go.
It's from the 60s, right? Or the 70s?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
And I feel like loving you.
Like somebody wrote that down as lyrics. Yummy,
awesome.
Yummy, yummy, I got love in my tummy.
Oh, it happens sometimes, I guess.
From Melly, let's see. Donovan, is it at or near the 100 shirts in the Unique Shirt Challenge? What is the most everyone else on the show thinks they could go?
Jeez.
9?
Well, that might be the appropriate number
for
Norm.
For
like
real.
Just shirts?
Yeah.
I guess if we're considering like workout shirts and everything.
No.
I consider graphic t-shirts, long sleeve polo shirts. I mean, long sleeve button downs, polo shirts. See, I've only even worn the hoodies and the pullovers just once also. Like, I usually don't count them in the unique shirts, but I do have those, and I've only worn them once.
I have 60 hangers in my closet, so I guess 60 things that I could put on that hang. So,
I think about 50, probably, maybe. Now, on the pants front,
but
that's where it gets
like,
real. It gets pretty
pants?
Embarrassing.
Yeah. You're not supposed to have that many pants, and I don't have that many bottoms.
Would you consider hoodies and zip-ups and stuff like that?
No.
Also, like, no. Okay, so then that eliminates.
That's like a cover-up.
Okay, so that would eliminate. Yeah, I'm probably at 40 then.
Okay.
6!
Yeah. And I probably need to clean out half the ones that I have because some of them are from 2005.
The only thing I have with this is that I'm forgetting what I've worn. And now I may mistakenly wear the same thing that something twice, but I definitely have more. I just don't know if I've worn it or not. And now it's a lot to go back on the Twitter account to see if I've worn this or not. Have I worn this or not? I don't know. I'm not quite sure if I've worn this. So
yeah, because you
still have a ways to go.
I think you're at 100 or so.
I have a ways to go.
Really? That's
it's remarkable. I know it is. It's dumb.
Melly also asked, what niche topic outside of sports or anything sports adjacent could you do trivia on and win?
Like Melly dominated the Martin trivia on MLK Day?
I'd be pretty good at beer.
Boy, you'd be really good at beer.
Yeah, you would kill beer.
No way! Did you hear the story, Corby, about when we were in Oklahoma at Choctaw doing the show?
Okay. What'd he do?
And he asked for a beer, and when it started pouring into the glass from the tap, he was like, that's not right. That's not it. It must be at the bottom of the tap or something, but that's not it. So then she brought it over, and he showed her a picture on the phone of what it was supposed to look like, and that wasn't it. Like, he knew from sight that the beer was off.
So they had a beer mislabeled?
No, I think it was either... I think it was probably bottom of the keg, most likely. But it wasn't what I... Like, the beer was just off. And so it was either that or oxidized, which I don't know how that could happen there, but... Anyway, it doesn't matter. The color was off. It was wrong. Yes. I knew it was wrong when she was pouring it.
Like, right when it hit the glass. That's wrong.
So I looked up what it was supposed to look like, and I said, hey, I'm not trying to be a weird person or anything, but, you know, that's what this beer should look like. And she goes, oh, it doesn't look like that. I was like, yeah, so.
She said, well, let me get you another one, weirdo.
And Donnie looks at me like, how did you know this?
So, Donovan, you wouldn't know, like, what a, you know, a certain IPA should look like or just a standard lager?
No.
Because I would too. I'd be like, no, that's not it. Now, I don't know it to the extent of you, Matt, but I definitely know the beers that I like and what they're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And
it's just
if
like
they're
if
not,
I drink whiskey and it's they pour something out of a whiskey. Or, nope, that's oxidized. That's not what it's supposed to look like. No, I don't know that. Just give me the whiskey. Who cares?
I commend you, Matt. I commend you for that. You should know that.
I do. And I'm not, I don't want to drink that.
And so what happened? She didn't give it? You got another beer?
Yeah, she just gave me, she's like, well, what else would you like? And so I was like, well, do you have this? And she's like, no. I was like, all right, well, how about, I know you have that. She's like, yeah. And then as soon as it started pouring, I go, see, that's supposed to look that way.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like. Yes. Yeah, he was great at that.
It was delicious.
All right, Corby, thank you. Thank you.
All right, tell Pete O'Brien I said hi out there.
Who?
Pete O'Brien.
Okay.
He's over there by Pete and Cavilla.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. And Ruben Sierra.
Yeah. Okay. Is that Jose Guzman?
Okay, shut up.